12 minutes before 8, you're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. On the line, I have the CEO of the agency, that is the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency, Ubabu Nobungwa. He's my guest this evening. As you know, today, you know, the people that he led convened a farewell message, I suppose, I mean, a farewell ceremony for him, where they shared messages. And it was definitely, you know, a space or a room engulfed with so many emotions. And this evening we'll try and just also, try and look into his tenure in the agency. But before I do that, I know he's on the line, but, you know, I want to play some of, you know, the messages that the colleagues there have sent to us here on Rise FM, just, you know, to for us to play to the nation and the province, you know, so that he himself gets to hear how much they have adored him. Babu Nobungwa, please stay on the line as I, you know, somewhat play these messages.
Catherine Chen, the senior field ranger, Elosco. Sizovalelisa CEO, sithahambe kahle umuntu omdala. Siyabonga lokwakwenzile naloko angakakwenzi. Lo ozayo uzawufike aqhubeke nomsebenzi.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Oosthuizen. I'm the executive secretary to the CEO, Mr. Nobungwa. I've been working with him for 5 years. He's a wonderful person. I've learned so much from him and I only wish him the best.
Oh, mina ngimam simlisi. Ngithanda ukubonga kakhulu nga CEO wethu lebesinayo la MTPA. Besicala kubona CEO athathe apartheid inzamba siphathe until 5 years. And lokunye lewa lapha wangidlala khona inzima bengilele esibhedlela. Emedi clinic wangibona wathumela boroleni. Beta batongihlola bengiqala ukubona lokho MTPA sokusikhathi solongifikele 2007. Say into lesivisa phuma ukuthi nyalo so uyahamba kanti besafisa ukuthi ngathi ngabe kangachubeka.
My name is Nkululeko Ndlovu and I'm a trade relations officer in the marketing unit MTPA. I just want to wish the CEO all the best in his future endeavors. I know he's a great man, he's going to excel wherever he goes, yeah, and I hope to see him again somewhere doing great things. Halala CEO.
I'm gonna miss you. I can't lie.
The CEO of MTPA, Ubabu Nobungwa, is my guest this evening. Tom Dala, good evening.
Evening, Mzaratwami. Evening, Balani Rise FM.
How would you categorize this day in the list of importance of days in your life? Ilanga lelo ulibona kanjani?
This is one of my most important day in my history as a leader of the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency. I've spent 5 years here, and I have invested in the working relationship that I created with my colleagues at the agency, as well as with the tourism and the biodiversity sector, both in the province and outside of the province. Kulilanga lelibaluleke kakhulu, leliphinde futhi lilethe ama-emotions ngani ngoba bengingadi kwekuthi ma-colleagues ami ne-industry in general iyakuvela ukuyisha kangako loku lesikwendako si-MTPA on behalf of the Mpumalanga provincial government. We had our fights both within and outside of the organization, but at the end of it all, we were all driven by one passion: to serve the people of this province, to also make sure that the natural resources that God has blessed this part of our country with are put to fruitful use and sustainably exploited to ensure that finally we improve the lives of the people of this province in particular and the country in general. So ngenda ukuthi ngithi noma ngihamba ngihambe ngokujabula nokunetiseka ekuthemeni sikhonile ukuthi kule minyaka lengi-5 silethe kutinda la kule inhlangano yethu leng-MTPA njengoba abantu bale province bathi ukuthi it has been a very difficult thing ukuthi MTPA ube nabo CEO labahlali abaceze i-term. I think the respect that my colleagues gave me here, the support that I got from the industry, both tourism and conservation, is the one that made me to complete this milestone. And also to say, I hear many people are saying good things about the good work as if I was working alone. But we all know that a good leader is as good as the people that he or she surrounds himself with. So the accolades do not only come to me, they go to the collective with which we were able to work and toil for all of the 5 years.
Bab Nobungwa, you know, you possess an honors degree in commerce and you have great experience in leadership roles, particularly within government. Would you somewhat say that was the advantage you had from the other CEOs in the agency to have even stayed your whole tenure?
Well, it's a myriad of many things. Like I'm saying, it also goes to the issue of the people management. If you give other people respect and they respect you in return, you will find that the road, no matter how difficult it is, it becomes traversable. So I think over and above the other things, we were also able to speak with the various stakeholders, particularly your land claimants, which you're talking about, the men and women and the youth in the rural areas that are unemployed, are requested and persuaded to give their land to conservation. So being exposed to them as a public representative and a leader of the ANC at some point came in handy in that I was armed with the correct tools of ensuring that I interact with the people the way they know best and the way they would feel that this is intended at ensuring that it makes our lives better. This is intended at ensuring that we preserve and conserve what we have for posterity. Because the earth we live in, we have borrowed it from our future generations, our great grandchildren to come. So it is up to us to ensure that we return this to them in a state that we would want to receive it had we been put in their shoes. So I think it is important that we understand all of this. And as we tried to make people to understand that this is the responsibility we are having, they were able to buy in and work with us. And of course, one cannot forget the role that the media plays. because we have, over the past 5 years, established a very good working relationship with the media. That's why we were able to reach the far-flung areas of this province and also the country in general in disseminating our message, in educating our people, and in also allowing the people to educate us back. because education is a two-way process.
One can tell that, you know, the passion just oozes out of you, Mtomdala. Mpumalanga, I'm chatting to the CEO of MTPA, Ubabu Nobungwa. We're reflecting at his tenure in the agency, that is the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency. Ubabu Nobungwa, you know, was appointed into the position in April 3rd of 2017. And, you know, he has since, you know, completed his tenure there. And today, you know, his colleagues, the people that he led in the agency, convened, you know, a farewell ceremony for him. And we also just want to, you know, confer our, you know, farewell wishes to him. But, Babu Nobungwa, you know, looking at your tenure, which incident tested your character in the agency, if you can recall? Because for me, one that stands out is that 2 months in office, 4 lions escape the Kruger National Park. For you, because if I were you, I wouldn't have dealt with that. I don't know how I would have. But, you know, which incidences, you know, that required your responsibility in the office really tested your character?
Well, there were quite a number of them. Immediately after those lions, I had to deal with the issues of stakeholders in the province, both in the province and some nationally, about whether I would be able to take this mammoth responsibility of ensuring that I stabilize the sector. We manage starting from a very difficult moment with the sector, and you would not believe that today the people that are most concerned about my living is the very same people that were saying, we don't think you will be able to be up to this task. That is solely because we were able to learn from each other, and we were able to respect each other. Because respect is the greatest weapon that one would ever have. And you talked about the lions. They were escaping almost every time. We had the incidents of elephants almost every time. But regardless of that, working together with the communities, and get those animals back to where they belong. In other instances, and we will work with them to ensure that much as Singapore but they were able to say they see what we are doing as MTPA, and they were prepared, and I think they still would continue to work with whosoever is put in this particular position. We also managed to ensure that the relationship that we are having with government when it comes to issues of ensuring that when we talk about the balance that we need to strike on resource allocation between your social needs of the community in general out there and ourselves, we were able to share the very meager resources that are there. We also created some fora like your tourism safety forum, wherein we brought all stakeholders to ensure that the safety of our tourists becomes everybody's business and becomes a priority. We also, the second forum that we put in place was the Tourism Routes Infrastructure Forum, which is led by the Department of Public Works with all the municipalities, the private sector, wherein we are saying we cannot allow ourselves to be dubbed the pothole capital of the world. Let's work on the issue of the state of our roads, particularly our tourism routes. And we eventually managed to come with a plan with the Department of Public Works, wherein we are targeting some of the tourism routes. And in November, December, they even purchased the pothole patching machines, which are moving us towards a pothole-free province when it comes to the tourism use. And we're saying these are the achievements that we think together, working with government and other stakeholders and the various communities, we were able to make sure that the Mpumalanga as a tourism destination tomorrow is not the same as a Mpumalanga tourism as a tourism destination yesterday. We have laid the foundation,
without a doubt,
to be number one tourism destination in the country.
Mabulobunga, before I let you go, mawubheka kizo zonke izinto enizenzile ni team ya MTPA, imaphi mhlamba ama project othi wena Mpumalanga bekani la ma project lawa besolo sebenza kiwo ano azoba nomthelela o azoba nomphumela omuhle ku economy ya Mpumalanga? Which are some of those projects would you point us to and say just imani kancane nje kulonyaka nizobona umphumela?
Sicala ngala ma reserve way. We know the state of our fences are not up to scratch, but we have identified five of our key reserves, which we are saying we want to make them to be jewels of the province to show that we can manage these reserves. It's your Manyeleti.
Mm-hmm.
For obvious reasons, when you talk about Manyeleti, in our history as South Africa, it used to be the Kruger National Park of black people. Because in the past, blacks were not allowed to go to Kruger National Park. They would go to Manyeleti if they wanted to see animals. That history on its own makes Manyeleti to be a heritage site. And as a heritage site, we want to invest in it to ensure that it becomes the place to be. If you have come to this province or you have come to this country. The other one, of course, becomes the Songimvelo Nature Reserve. Simply because it is now part of the World Heritage Site, and it is also part of the transfrontier conservation area between Mpumalanga and Eswatini, because it links with Malolotja Nature Reserve at Eswatini. And being part of the World Heritage Site and also being part of one of the last areas, particularly when you talk about the Krondry Camp, adventure is in abundance. We're saying we want to make sure that we invest in that reserve and in the Greater Makonja Mountain, Barberton Makonja Mountain World Heritage Site. As well as our Loskop Nature Reserve, we all know the capacity that the Loskop Nature Reserve has in attracting people to go and enjoy tourism and fishing and everything in Kangala. And we are saying also because of its proximity to Dr. J.S. Moroka Municipality, where Dr. Esther Masangu resides, where she has a school. We think that if you link those products, you will then be able to give meaning and life to the township and rural tourism. And then, of course, we would then be looking at also your Lake Dam, because that is one of the linkages between the low fold and the high fold of the province. And we are saying we want to create that tourism route that covers all of the province. And if you have these products scattered all over the various municipalities in the three regions. We are then able to say, if we talk about the Herzband, the Strad Heritage Route, it will link nicely up to Barberton Makondlo Mountain World Heritage Site as it comes towards the Lowveld meander, where we have Yapnego and other areas. And then you also talk about the Delmas Tourism Trial Route that would then be linking Yanoskop, as I've already indicated, what we are planning for Yanoskop. Those are the key areas of focus that we should be looking at in ensuring that when we drive township and rural tourism, we are saying the youth, women, and people with disability in particular must be the ones that are owning some of the products that we would be concessioning out in these identified reserves. And that would then make sure that we improve the revenue that we are collecting in these areas, and by so doing, we will also be improving on the condition of our people, particularly in having unemployment and poverty. And also, we will be encouraging people to be the protectors of the tourists that come to the province, because they will be seeing the benefit.
It's without a doubt that the legacy that you leave behind in the agency is a lot. Thank you so much for having devoted your skills, your talents, and your time ensuring that Mpumalanga becomes the destination of choice. Joining, you know, some of the, you know, the colleagues that you had at the agency, we will also like, I suppose we would also like to convey our farewell messages to you. Sengathi uNkulunkulu angakugcina akuphumelelise in everything that you do. We bless your endeavors. Have yourselves a great tenure ahead on anything that you're going to put your mind and time on. Sikufisela, I suppose, kuthiwa andlela andle. Really wish you nothing but great success, Mtomdala.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, ngibonge ku Rise FM ngokuthi ibe ngumngani wethu ekuseleni sixhumana nale miphakathi lesinayo. Asiqhubekeni siyisupporte i-MTPA ngabo # explore Mpumalanga, # vakasha eMpumalanga forever wayawaya.
That is definitely the CEO there, Ubabu Nobungwa, talking to us here on Rise FM in 60 Minutes about his tenure, 5-year term in the office there in the agency. It's without a doubt that they have achieved so much. And, you know, two particular, you know, achievements stands out for me this year. It's that one of the direct flight from the Frankfurt in Germany. And there's, you know, that one that comes from the Victoria Falls coming all in the Kruger Mpumalanga International Airport. Those are great strides, and particularly they would yield great results and economic boost into our economy as a province. I wish him nothing but great success, and may the agency continue to rise and also lift, you know, the baton where he has left it now.